never happened before with the evolution of life on Earth. No kind of organism ever had this ability to hack itself and to re-engineer itself. This is why it's often referred to as a point of singularity. Also, I think that our imagination cannot go beyond that point, and why, like all science fiction movies and novels, break down at that point. Our own imagination is still the product of the old system, and our own imagination is exactly what is now, can be changed, can be hacked. I would look at it from a different perspective. One of the deepest urges or desires of every human being is to be really understood. The romantic ideal is really about that, that there will be at least one person out there who really knows who I am, who really understands me, who accepts me as I am, with all my problems and all my scratches and whatever. And the new technology offers to fulfill this idea. Won't be your mother, it won't be your, at least not human lover. It will be an AI system, but it will know exactly who you are and will accept you as you are and will even work in your best interest. What could be more attractive than that? You come back home from work and you're tired and you're a bit angry about something that happened at work or whatever, but your spouse doesn't notice it, because your spouse is too busy with his or her own emotional issues, but your smart refrigerator gets it. Like, you get back home and your husband doesn't understand you, but your refrigerator does.